Hi, this is Mohsen Ali with Al Jazeera English. Today on The Debrief, we are asking a question about ourselves. That is, we are asking a question about journalists. But before that, let me start with this. Last year, 48 journalists were killed on the job. The Committee to Protect Journalists says another 259 were thrown in jail. So coming back to my question, what happens when a journalist is abused? Does he or she want to give up, or do they want to go even further? To find out, we have our resident photojournalist, Shogat Shafi, with us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
You're from Kashmir. You've done a lot of reporting from there. And tell me about the time you were picked up by police.
It happened in 2011. I still remember the date. It was 19 August. There is a place in Kashmir. It's in capital city of Kashmir, Srinagar. It's one of the biggest mosques in that area. It was a Friday. I went with my three friends to take the pictures over there. It was just normal Friday prayers. But after the Friday prayers, there were some protests. And we started taking the pictures of the protesters. I was on the front lines, from the protester side. But I was near a shop. I thought if police will come, they will catch the protesters, not me. But I was taking the pictures and the police came from behind and they arrested me. I was shouting, hey, I am from press, but they didn't listen to me. And when they dragged me to police station and they started beating me, there were more than 15 people beating me together with bamboo sticks.
Where was that? On the street or in the police station?
On the way to the police station, and when we reached to the police station, they started beating me more because they said, you press people are the people who take the Kashmir news outside the world.
There's this photo of you. You're holding onto your camera, and there's a lot of police around. They're trying to take that camera away from you.
When the police catched me, at that moment, a photographer, a friend of mine, he took the picture. So that's the only evidence I had. Otherwise, police would have denied they arrested me. Definitely, they would have denied. When I was in the lockup, I was thinking, they will kill me in a fake encounter. My family will never able to see me again. So that was the only worry I had, to be honest. I thought it was my last day in the police station. And I had a Mexican friend with me. They dragged him as well to the police. And he was shouting, hey, I'm from press. But they didn't listen to him. And he was bleeding a lot, from his arms, from his legs. And that moment, that was the moment when I really realized this is our final day. They will kill us.
How badly were you injured?
We both were hospitalized for many days after the incident when we were realized. And my neck was broken. I had to wear a collar for 2 months after this incident.
Back to the police station, what was it like in there? What happened?
When these policemen were beating me, the top official, he was the police chief there, the biggest official of that area. I saw his nameplate and it was written Shokat Shah. My last name is Shah, my complete name is Shokat Shafi Shah. So he asked my name. I told him, my name is Shokat Shah, but this time it was a wrong decision.
Wait, why was this wrong?
He kicked me and he thought hey, I am just mocking him. So he beat me blue and, after that he beat me a lot.
How long were you there for?
I was for 6 hours in the lockup. But earlier, I was thinking all these hours, I was visualizing my mother crying on my dead body. And that was the only thing I was worried about.
There are stories where some of these policemen release their captives, but they end up shooting them in a fake getaway.
Fake encounters. There are many stories of fake encounters.
So you were concerned about this? That this would happen when they let you go?
I was for sure this would happen. I had no hope that I'll be released.
But you were released. How did that happen?
I didn't know. There were other photographers, other press people. So my family was informed by them. They made calls. And the police chief, I said, the Shokat Shah, the guy who was at top, he got many calls to release me. And finally, he got a call from my uncle. So I was released after a lot of negotiations and all, yeah. But in these 5 hours, I didn't know, 5 or 6 hours, I didn't know my family know about me.
So what happened next?
My friends, they were waiting outside. So when they pushed me out of the gate of the police, they pushed me, they literally, and I fell there on the gate, and my friends took me to a hospital. Then I was hospitalized for many days.
And what was that like?
I was happy when I was in, it's paining, but I'm alive. So I was happy that I'm alive.
After all this, did you think about quitting journalism?
Before releasing me, the police chief, he put his finger on my head and he said, if he will see my byline anywhere from now on, he will shoot me in the middle of the head. So he told me this. But to be honest, that doesn't affected me much. But after 2 days of the incident, I started thinking about it. And I thought this is not the right profession to be in. And my body started turning blue because of the beatings. My back was completely bruised. Then one of my friends, he said, hey, if you don't work, that's what they want. That's what the like police, the security, they want. You should not lose it. It's a battle. You should not lose it. So I came back. And I am happy I came back.
This happened 6 years ago. Do you have any lasting injuries?
Yeah, in winters, in Kashmir, winters get really cold. It's minus temperature below zero. Or if I go to any other below zero temperature area somewhere, I get the pain back in my neck. I think it will remain with me forever. So, but it's a reminder always so that I don't forget this happened with me.
India's got a lot of radio and TV stations and literally thousands of newspapers, but it's still a difficult place to be a journalist. 42 have been murdered in the last 25 years. The latest of those murders happened between the time we spoke to Shaukat and now. Gauri Lankesh, the 55-year-old editor of a weekly magazine called Lankesh Patrike, she was shot dead in front of her house. Nobody's been arrested. A couple of days later, her close friend Madhu Bhushan wrote a Facebook post about their last conversation. Here's an excerpt read by our producer, Minty Grover. See you in a week.
You had a paper to bring out the next day, but it didn't seem to matter. It was like you did not want to stop talking. Your brown eyes were glittering like jewels as we spoke, laughed, raged, reminisced, and reflected, as if time had stood still and we had nowhere to go and nothing to do. You have left behind an unfinished conversation, Gauri. One of the many, perhaps, with the many whose lives you have touched in your fiercely wondrous ways. But you have also left behind the fearless legacy inherited from your father that you have enriched with your own brand of an uncompromising, committed, and compassionate humanism. One sentence from our conversation continues to reverberate. You know, I am totally committed to nonviolence. And yet, it was perhaps inevitable that a violent end awaited you, like Gandhi. The first salvo has been fired in Karnataka, Gauri, and you took the bullet.